This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
If Donald Trump is the GOP nominee, would you support him?
Donald is not going to be the GOP nominee. We're going to beat him.
I'm not asking for support. I want the people's support.
Do you continue to pledge whoever the Republican nominee is?
No, I don't anymore.
All they shouldn't even have answered that question, but it was the first debate, and, you know, what the heck.
If he was your campaign manager, would you ask him to resign?
Of course. It shouldn't be complicated that members of the campaign staff should not be physically assaulting the press.
But look what she says, Michelle Fields, who, by the way, she's not a baby, okay?
Well, I haven't seen the video, but they tell me the video is real, and of course I would.
She was grabbing me. Am I supposed to press charges against her? Oh, my arm is
hurting. You're suggesting
you might. Anderson, my arm is just killing me. It's never been the same.
These terror attacks in Europe are a result of failed immigration policies.
Do you trust Muslims in America?
Do I what?
Trust Muslims in America.
Many of them I do. Many of them I do, and some, I guess, we don't.
So when you come in the country, I say, well, are you a Muslim? Raise your hand if you're a Muslim. I mean, come on, Anderson, that's not going to work.
I didn't start it.
But sir, with all due respect, that's the argument of a five-year-old.
I didn't start it.
You don't know for a fact that Donald Trump planted that story.
Of course I do.
I watched Ted Cruz.
How, though? I mean,
so phony.
If name-calling, bringing in spouses, and ripping each other below the belt and wrestling in the mud is the new politics, we all need to stand against it. Our children are watching.
Well, some of the highlights from the CNN town hall special last night. I'm really liking that format, Scott. I just kind of calm things down. You know, we don't have to, you know, watch the food going back and forth. Although it was rather interesting when Anderson Cooper would not let Donald Trump go. He goes, all due respect, man, you sound like a five-year-old. I didn't do it. It's his fault, you know. It was kind of funny.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I definitely like the town hall format better than their debate format. Because the debate, it just seems like all they do is sit there on stage and say, you know, I'm talking. No, I'm talking. You can tell that these guys, I don't think these guys really like each other.
You think?
I get the feeling that they don't really like each other.
Yeah.
You know, I know that we've thought that maybe in the past that, you know, Cruz and Trump would eventually have to work together, but I don't see that happening anymore.
Well, you never know about politics. It makes for strange bedfellows, and I still wouldn't be surprised if it gets to that point after all the stuff that's gone back and forth, because after it's all said and done, you got to unite a party. I mean, you've been, you know, firing at each other inside the tent here, and then somehow you got to come together, and we're running out of time. I mean, last time I checked here, we're talking the end of March here right now, and you got the convention coming up in July, election November. You're going to have to heal some bridges here and some, some feelings, right?
And there might have to be some healing done from the party to some of the candidates as well.
Well, yeah.
Do
they feel like they've been outed by, I mean, they haven't been supported? I mean, to bring up that question again, will you support, I mean, I agree with John Kasich on this one, is that they shouldn't have had to answer. They should have answered the question to begin with in the first debate. And now it's one of those questions that keeps coming up because, you know, just like you and I are talking about right now, we sense that, hey, these guys don't necessarily want to go out and have a cup of coffee or a beer together, much less, you know, support the other and
work
get behind the other
four
here.
Years, right?
or work together just so that, Hillary Clinton or some other person doesn't end up in the White House other than a Republican that's going to, you know, control you know, have a direct influence on the Supreme Court. You know, policies of the day are national security, immigration, and all these critical things that we say are so doggone important to us. Well, the conversation will continue. This is Bill Martinez. We're coming up on 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. And, boy, I've got a real treat for you. We've got famed economist George Gilder talking about the scandal of money. And it comes at a time, I understand, when the president says, look, it, you got nothing to worry about. The economy is covered, has recovered. And you go, not in my house, maybe. Well, you know, when you think about 94 million people who have dropped out of the workforce, family income has dropped to 53,000. And the number of Americans on food stamps has mushroomed to over 45 million. That's quite horrendous. Well, in his groundbreaking new book, The Scandal of Money, Why Wall Street Recovers But the Economy Never Does. And, of course, what that means is why Wall Street recovers and Main Street doesn't. Isn't that a fact, George Gilder?
That's correct.
Well, George, break it down for us, because on Main Street, we're feeling the pain. Wall Street doing okay.
Yeah, well, the problem is that a leftist administration has combined with the Federal Reserve Bank in a covert socialization of our economy, a closed-loop economy where the Fed creates money, 62% of which goes to the government by its own numbers, and two-thirds of the rest of the money goes to a few Fortune 500 companies that don't use this money to invest. They tend to use it to buy their own shares at a rate of close to $30 billion a month, and leaving the rest of us on the outside of this economy of privilege and crony capitalism that's been contrived by the Federal Reserve.
Mm-hmm. George, you just brought up one of my favorite words that people still have not gotten their brains wrapped around. And I'm talking about the everyman, the man that's being squeezed in the middle class that has absolutely been imploded upon itself because of the policies of this administration and dare I say, other Democrats and Keynesian economists who think that somehow you can spend your way out of trouble here.
Yeah, well, this is the first recovery on record where small business jobs, such jobs in companies under 500 employees, have actually been shrinking throughout the recovery. All the new jobs have been created by crony capitalism, essentially. A few of the established corporations, the new companies that spearhead innovation and growth are all shrinking,
right,
or mostly shrinking.
Well, these crony capitalists are all these people and entities that have been favorable to this administration. I mean, Peter Schweitzer wrote a book talking about the crony capitalism. And just for example, President Obama's bundlers in 2008. I mean, you'd love this return, George. This was unbelievable. For every dollar they bundled, 85% of these bundlers got 28,000 ROI. Is that awesome?
That is awesome. I didn't know that figure. That is, I mean, that's direct bribery.
Mm-hmm.
But But otherwise, the whole economy operates by, you know, this free money. Mm-hmm. You know, it's zero interest rates. And when everything, when anything is free, it has to be distributed by Q.
Exactly.
And the privileged people in the front of the line get it all.
Mm-hmm.
The people at the end of the line are left out. And that's essentially how this economy has been working. As the Fed has taken over the banks have grown bigger and more constipated.
Mm-hmm.
Channel most of the money back to the government.
George, let me ask you, is this kind of a modern-day pyramid system in a way?
It is a modern-day pyramid system. It's a good analogy.
Mm-hmm.
And the heart of the pyramid scheme is currency trading. This is, rather than have real money connected to gold and to the constants of the universe, instead we have currency trading, floating currencies, which can now comprise the by far the largest business in the world economy. It's 100 times larger than all the stock market trading put together. It's 73 times larger than all the trading in goods and services put together. It's $5.4 trillion every 24 hours, and 77% of it is done by 10 big banks, and they can profit with leverage, but the rest of us don't even get a currency that's more stable than the economic activity that's supposedly measured, mm-hmm. and we don't get any interest on our savings, the future of the economy is essentially zeroed out in favor of bidding up the assets of the existing power holders.
Well, you'd love this deal because, you know, it's written on the backs of we the people, our children, and our grandchildren. I mean, it's just generational thievery, isn't it?
It really is. And it's a scandal of money.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wish the candidates for president would talk about it. They pretend that it's some problem of capitalism when in fact it is the result of this covert socialization of the economy, the creation of this immense web with tentacles in every business and every economic decision that anyone makes. That's created a kind of massive sclerosis of the U.S. economy with very few IPOs anymore, 22 times more mergers and acquisitions that reduce competition than IPOs that create new competition.
Exactly. George, are we setting ourselves up again for another 2008, but instead of real estate, we're talking a money bust?
You know, it's not quite like that.
Mm-hmm.
We have this gigantic top-heavy economy that just really can't grow. And whether it's going to be a great, you know, all conservatives for decades have been apocalyptically prophesying some gigantic new crash where Weimar comes to America. And I don't think that's what's in store. I think it's rather the rise of socialism in America and the suffocation of creativity and growth. And this is a real peril because there's no guarantees that America has any special powers if we eclipse our freedom. I mean, it's freedom
exactly.
that makes America great, not any particular assemblage of people on our shores.
Well, George, you know, as a predictor of what you're talking about, I mean, here we are. I mean, think about it. Did you ever think in your lifetime you would see a Democrat socialist, the number two guy right now, on the
yeah.
Democratic side of the ticket? I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah, and we got a socialist president.
Right.
I mean, really a hardcore. I mean, he's willing to adapt a bit to political realities in the United States, but in his last term when he really can do what he wants. He goes to Cuba and celebrates the Cuban Revolution.
Yeah, go figure.
Buys
hey, George,
Che
George,
Guevara T-shirt.
Exactly. I got to stop you right there, George, because we got to go.
A celebration.
Well, we got to go to break, so let me stop you right there. George Gilder, his book, The Scandal of Money. More from George on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
Miracles are God's way of letting us know He's here.
From the producers of Heaven is for Real, Miracles from Heaven.
Mommy! I'm coming!
Unfortunately, the test confirmed that she's very ill. There is currently no cure for Anna's condition.
We're not giving up.
Based on the incredible true story.
We need a solution.
And we'll get it.
How?
By not losing our faith.
This Easter.
So you're telling me that when this baby girl fell 30 feet, she hit her head just right and it healed her?
Yes. That's impossible.
How do we explain the impossible?
He told me I'd be fine.
Who told you you'd be fine?
Miracles from Heaven, starring Jennifer Garner. Now playing. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets and showtimes, go to miraclesfromheaven-movie.com.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the DBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now, 800-587-3948.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Because I'm happy. Drop a loan if you feel like a room without a roof.
Well, we're back with you, America. Bill Martinez, as we continue our conversation with the just-released book, The Scandal of Money, from New York Times bestselling author George Gilder, Why Wall Street Recovers But the Economy Never Does. You know, as you were saying just right before break, George, and I'm sorry I had to cut you off, but, yeah, I mean, people are still, you know, in a little bit of a daze and trying to get their brain around the fact that you got one president, Barack Obama, in Cuba celebrating all these communist ideals, Che Guevara. I mean, this is unbelievable, you know, the timing of all this.
Yep, it is amazing.
Well, let me ask you this. How does the Democrats, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, with a straight face, tell middle-class America they're for middle-class America when it is their exact policies that's absolutely devastated them?
Yeah, it is amazing. I mean, it's how liberalism works. It feasts on failure. You know, if everybody's happy, the government has no further role. I mean, happiness, the pursuit of happiness in general, obviates government regulation and dirigeant policy. But if they can make everybody think they're an aggrieved minority, including women and minorities and immigrants and gays, whatever it is, then they can thrive. They can advance ever more government programs and promote their weather bores and climate cranks. They can build up government, which is their chief goal and principle of their politics.
George, it was your economic theory that was the basis of Reaganomics. How do we reconcile the success of the Reagan administration, your economic policies, with where we are today? I mean, we're talking, we've got to really turn this thing upside down here pretty quick.
Well, Reagan, you know, came in with Volcker. Mm-hmm. And Volcker ended the terrible malaise decade by essentially targeting gold. That was his policy. And Reagan cut tax rates and government regulations. Government regulations stopped growing for the first time during the Reagan years.
Exactly.
And he actually cut back on the debt, although people don't understand this. His agreement on Social Security with Tip O'Neill actually resulted in a $6 trillion improvement in the federal debt position, reduction in federal liabilities. So contrary to most of the histories, Reagan actually reduced debt, and he's set the foundations for a major economic revival that created more than 40 million new jobs through the Clinton administration.
Exactly.
At that time, monetary policy went off the rails. And to show that the costs of monetary policy are not just inflation, the reason they went off the rails in the late 1990s was a 57% appreciation of the dollar against gold. It was an unexpected deflation that bankrupted everyone who had gone deep into debt, and that happened to be all the big telecom companies and their suppliers that were committed to building out a broadband internet around the world with fiber optic lines, worldwide webs of glass and light that I wrote about in Telecosm. And that crash was really a monetary crash, and we recovered from that with allowing the Fed increasing powers to pump up money, and that money in an economy that remained entangled with overregulation ended up gravitating to real estate. And so we had a real estate boom, a 40% increase in real estate values that wasn't sustained by any commensurate rise of entrepreneurial capitalism.
Right. What about the dot-com business? What effect did that have at the turn of the century?
the dot-com business was, and it was a bubble, mm-hmm. but it wouldn't have been so destructive if it hadn't been accompanied by this drastic dollar appreciation. 26% is the usual number that in the late 1990s, but it was really a 57% appreciation against gold. If you understand that gold is the essential monetary element, with its value rooted in the time it takes to extract it, which by happenstance over the centuries has hardly changed, because as mining equipment has improved, the gold has gotten more difficult to extract. So it's, you've had a wash. So effectively, gold is an index of time. Mm-hmm. And when Satoshi Nakamoto contrived Bitcoin, he mimicked gold and made Bitcoin based on time the same way gold is. And this is, time is the one element that remains scarce when everything else grows abundant.
Exactly.
And it's the real monetary source of monetary value, as I show in the Scandal of Money, that it has to be rooted back in the passage of time.
Well, George, as our economy is being hijacked by socialists, how does Main Street survive?
Main Street has to just hustle and make do with less. And that's what's going on now. And it's an unhappy predicament, and it results in a lot of anger and frustration that's channeled into politics in sometimes unedifying ways, because I don't think Trump really offers any answers, although he has good tax policy. He combines it with a huge tax increase on imports, which will end up nullifying the tax reductions on income, and leave us with pretty much our current predicament.
Do you think he's smart enough to figure that out as a businessman? I mean, he's used to moving pretty quick, but the challenge is he's got to deal with the bureaucracy, you know, whereas, you know, on one side he's going to see the benefit, but in short order he's going to realize that he needs to adjust on the other end. Otherwise, you know, like you say, he's shooting himself in the foot.
Yeah, it's a gamble. I still think Cruz can get the nomination, and I hope he does. But we may have to gamble with Trump. Trump is a better shot than Hillary, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, when you have somebody like the gal said, I don't know if you saw this a couple of weeks ago on Face the Nation. She says about Hillary, she goes, she just flat out lies about lying. You laugh about it, but you go, my goodness, I mean, she is, you know, the dominant, you know, one to be nominated as the Democratic candidate here. And that's pretty scary that, you know, that's what they're left with.
Well, you know, I think she's going to lose, but that's I was optimistic about Obama, too. So
I'm right with you.
I think we're all asking. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
But I think that I've been watching Trump for signs of improvement, for signs that he's really learning as he proceeds through the campaign.
Yeah.
And amazingly, he seems not to be learning at all. I mean, his speeches don't improve, the policy proposals don't become more knowledgeable. Nobody ever tells him about trade, apparently.
Yeah,
I mean, he still wants to blame Mexico and China. I mean, it's an alibi economics that is shared with Hillary and Bernie.
Exactly.
And
well, George,
the bureaucratic state, the bureaucratic sclerosis that's been imposed on our economy over the last 20 years, and that is now beginning to stifle all growth and progress.
Well, we need to be prepared, and this is why you need to get your hands on his new book, famed economist, New York Times bestselling author George Gilder, The Scandal of Money, Why Wall Street Recovers But the Economy Never Does. George Gilder, thank you for being on Bill Martinez Live.
from the creators of God's Not Dead.
I hate what people like your clients stand for and what they're doing to our society.
A classroom answer.
One of your students sent a text to their parents. Did this happen?
If you're asking whether I responded to a student's question, yes.
And your answer incorporated the words of Jesus.
Could cost Grace Wesley everything.
The Tholleys are asking that you be fired, plus revocation of your teaching certificate.
They're looking to destroy you.
I am not going to be afraid to say the name Jesus. I would rather stand with God and be judged by the world than stand with the world and be judged by God.
Peace go free! God's not dead, he's still alive!
He's living.
God's Not Dead, too. In theaters April 1st. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Tickets and show times available at godsnotdead.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And if you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Well, we've got the Story of God going to be premiering on Sunday, April the 3rd. And it is the Story of God with Morgan Freeman, Beyond Death. And here to talk to us all about it, fill us in on the exciting details, Dr. Jody Magnus. Dr. Magnus, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. We're really excited about what Nat Geo, the channel, is doing here with this series. And you've got all the details, so we've been excited to hear from you on this. So tell us about the Story of God with Morgan Freeman.
Well, it's basically a program that seeks to explore various common questions that we all have. So, you know, where did we come from? Creation. What happens when we die? Why does evil exist? Do miracles really happen? And Morgan Freeman is sort of the vehicle for exploring these big questions. He's kind of the everyman who goes around the world and talks to people of different faiths and different kinds of clergy and different scholars, and sort of explores how do various religious traditions answer these questions. So ultimately, it's kind of highlighting the fact that although we answer these questions in different ways in our different faiths or through science or whatever, that we all share the commonality of asking the same questions.
Exactly. I'll tell you, when I saw the questions, it reminded me of an apologetics class as a Christian and as a theologian. I immediately go, okay, this is an apologetics class, but what a novel idea that you take these basic questions. And these are, I think as people start to hear these going, yeah, these are questions that I've been asking. I'm not necessarily a Christian or, you know, I come from a different faith worldview. But these are these endemic questions of humanity, right?
That's exactly right. So I don't know that it's not a series that attempts to give the answers per se. So it's not like, well, you're going to watch this and sort of be converted to a particular religious faith or belief system, but rather, how do different people around the world, over the course of time also, because it includes ancient peoples like the Maya and the Egyptians, how do people answer these questions? Or you know, how do different religious traditions understand where we come from or why there's evil or whatever?
Exactly, and especially in today's time around the world as we see what's happening, whether it's Paris, Belgium, parts of Europe, even here in the United States when you talk about evil.
Yes.
Yeah, amazing.
Right. Unfortunately, very timely.
Well, Jody Magnus, let me give you a little bit of her background so you can kind of understand where she comes from and why she's probably as, if not more fascinated about this series than I am. She holds a senior endowed chair in the Department of Religious Studies at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. The Kenan Distinguished Professor for Teaching Excellence in Early Judaism. She's an archaeologist and the first vice president of the Archaeological Institute of America. She's published 10 books, including The Archaeology of the Holy Land and dozens of articles. You know, Jody, I got to tell you, I just got back from Israel, and boy, I'll tell you, when you go, and this was the first time I'd been to Israel, it just screams archaeology. I mean, because you just... Right? I mean, you go there and you just see layers of humanity there.
That's,
and you go, what's going on with that rubble there? And you go, well, that's another civilization under there. And you go,
you literally cannot dig anywhere in Israel without coming up with something ancient.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's very holy for many reasons. I always think when you consider the miracle of humanity, yes, we understand that whenever you're near God, it's you're on hallowed ground. But anytime you're near anything that God has created, you feel the same way.
That's right. Yes.
Well, this series will explain to me, Jody, your direct involvement with this series.
Well, so I initially became involved because I had worked previously with one of the producers, James Younger, about 10 years ago on a series called The Science of the Bible. And so about a year ago, when he had already started to work on this series, he contacted me and asked if I'd be willing to be a consultant, and so I said for sure, and I started to work as a consultant, meaning reviewing content and scripts and stuff like that, and then at some point I was invited to appear in the program as well with Morgan, so that was obviously a great thrill, and in October they flew me to Israel so that we could film on location with Morgan.
Mm-hmm. Wow, what a privilege and an honor to be associated with this.
Really, it really was a privilege. Yeah.
Well, the story of God with Morgan Freeman, as Dr. Magnus explained, takes us all on a trip around the world to explore different cultures and religions on the ultimate quest to uncover the meaning of life, God, and all the big questions in between as a whole. The story of God with Morgan Freeman seeks to understand how religion has evolved throughout the course of civilization, and in turn how religion has shaped the evolution of society. You know, the timing of this series on Nat Geo, Dr. Magnus, I think couldn't be better, because, you know, with, you know, the conflict of religion and understanding, particularly here in the United States, you know, this whole idea of separation of church and state and the political environment, and evil happening around the world, it seems that these basic questions are coming about, especially as you and I talked about earlier, why evil exists, and can we really declare it as such, especially when the political environment in which we live in, you know, wants to convince us that, you know, that's not necessarily the case.
Yeah, that's true. So, I mean, that's right. So one of the things that I think the show does very well is that it is not presenting absolutes. There are no absolutes. absolute right answers to any of these questions. And it's all sort of, it's somewhat relative, right? So it's a matter of who's asking and it's a matter of what the circumstances are. So the fact is, you know, we all seek to define and understand what these things are, but as I said earlier, we don't necessarily come up with the same answers to the to the questions. And you know, you just mentioned, for example, you know, the separation of church and state. Well, we do have that ideal in the United States, but that actually does not exist. Church and state are very much intertwined in the United States, and I always like to give my students the example that our quote-unquote winter break always happens to fall at Christmas, and that is not a coincidence.
Right.
So, you know, so the things that we think sometimes might be absolute are not necessarily so absolute, and by talking with different peoples of different backgrounds, Morgan does a very good job of highlighting that.
Well, I'll tell you, this is going to open up a lot of conversation, you know, as you say, with the disparate worldviews that some bring, you know, whether, you know, their faith drives it, you know, their own sense of living and that sort of thing, you know, especially here in the United, it's not just around the world, you know, although, you know, the United States with all the different cultures. Gosh, I remember not that long ago, Dr. Magnus, we were in a church service and the pastor asked the people, you know, just to get an idea of the different cultures that were attending that particular service. On that particular Sunday, there were 170 different cultures in that service. And we're not talking Vienna, which, you know, can be the crossroads.
Right.
Or crossroads of the world. I mean, we're talking Southern California. And, you know,
wow.
I thought that was quite profound. So I got to see that that this show, The Story of God with Morgan Freeman, is going to open up conversation, especially creation as well. You know, you deal with creation, which, of course, education's, you know, universities and that are dealing with that issue versus evolution. So it's going to open up some conversation.
Exactly. That's
wow.
Right. And I think that's really one of the main goals of the program is to get people to talk with each other and to, you know, to be in dialogue. And so, again, it's not a show that seeks to present any absolute answers. I do think that viewers will come away with more of an understanding of and acquaintance with different religious traditions that they might not have been familiar with previously, and it will hopefully cause them to start, you know, talking to others and you know, discussing these issues. So I really think that's kind of one of the main goals of the program is to get people simply thinking and talking to each other.
Exactly.
And if it does that, I think that's really a big contribution.
Well, congratulations on the series. Dr. Jody Magnus, Academy Award winner, Morgan Freeman host and executive produces the 6-part global television event series, which will be premiering this Sunday, April the 3rd, at 9 Eastern and at 8 o'clock Central. Dr. Magnus, thank you so much for being with us.
It becomes evident. You know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for Mass Die-Off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2 and a chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuvena, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuvena because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuvena Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Back with you. Bill Martinez. Good to have you along with us as always. It's time for James Hurston. Yes, the one and only, the same one. New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, we're West Coast to West Coast these days, buddy. I'm here in California on your side. Hey, it's crazy.
You win.
Well, I kind of snuck in. Don't tell Jerry Brown that. Although, you know, I could pretend to be an illegal alien, and I've got my, you know, I got my driver's license already. Actually, it's Florida.
No problem. Hey, we'll give you reduced tuition, Bill.
Today only, huh? Yeah, I know. And also, what are they're pining over the $15 an hour deal right now, right?
Oh, yes. Lots
of the
pining.
Minimum wage. Just. I mean, you know, it is so I mean, you watch California, and you just say, wait a minute, you know, if you don't have enough evidence with what's going on with Europe and Greece, and you see the hockey stick projection that runs similar to Greece, this is the United States, and then you got on the left coast, you've got a single party state being run into the ground here in California, and it's go, okay, how much more evidence do you guys need?
Yeah, with people that operate on emotion, they don't pay attention to evidence, and that's clearly what liberals are like.
They kind of remind me, James. I had a dear friend, and his wife, I'm not kidding you, his wife said, you know, you can just feel it when the balance is running low. And she never, you know, did her checkbook balance. She just felt it. And the other thing was, is she was of the mindset, as long as she had checks, there had to be money in the bank. So her husband's job was to make sure there was money.
So he had a lot of bad checks.
Yeah, it was either before or after, but there was money in the bank, and she just kept on going, you know. So she'd have been a perfect progressive.
Exactly.
Well, anyway, speaking of which, Bernie and Hillary dueling banjos for the Hollywood celeb set, huh?
Well, what it's about is Hillary's campaign announced they're going to have this big bucks, two big fundraisers. The first one on April 15th. Does that sound familiar?
Like
that's
a tax day.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's going to be, one will be in San Francisco, one will be in Los Angeles, and both will be with Mr. and Mrs. George Clooney hosting, you know, George and Amal Clooney. Mm-hmm. Now, the interesting thing is George Clooney is, in fact, a bona fide bundler. He's responsible for the largest fundraising event in the history of politics that took place for Barack Obama during the last campaign, where he raised $15 million in one event. And similar to that, what they have going, like in San Francisco, if you want to sit at the head table, and I don't know how they get around the campaign finance laws on this,
right,
but it probably goes to the DNC, mm-hmm. but you got to fork up $353,400 per couple so that you get to sit with Clooney, Mrs. Clooney, and Hillary at the head table. Then, you know, the cheaper seats are $33,400 per person. Wow. They're going to be, and particularly they're, Clooney and his wife are having a fundraiser at their home, which is actually in Studio City, but people understand it better if it's in Los Angeles.
Oh, well, of course, and, exactly. So how do they come up with that magic number, 353,000? I mean, what,
that one I can't. There must be something in some arcane portion of the campaign finance law, because the $33,400 per person is a campaign finance limitation.
Right.
So there must be something with the 353 where they have another loophole and they can get around it that way, depending upon where the money is going. Mm-hmm. But you know, these two fundraisers are going to happen less than 2 months before the California primary. We discussed that in your show.
Right.
It's going to be huge for the Republicans, but it may be huge for the Democrats now that Bernie's being a contender and he's winning.
Yeah, exactly.
Three in a row. And California will award 475 Democrat delegates. And so Sanders, his campaign, and he personally brought up George Clooney, the Hollywood money. It's become a wedge issue in the campaign, and he appeared over the weekend on CNN, and he used the word obscene to describe Hillary, you know, going to the big money people, not just in Hollywood, of course, but also he said that George Clooney represents, what he represents, using him for this big bucks thing, is the problem with American politics. So this is a theme of Bernie Sanders. Now he's got something where it's, ironically, the passion in Hollywood is for Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
But the big bucks bundlers are not with him. And that includes, you know, Jeff Katzenberg, David Geffen, Steven Spielberg, George Clooney, these well-known, really big bucks bundlers. So Bernie criticized on CNN, and right before that, his campaign talked about the movie Ocean's 11 and how Clooney played Danny Ocean, who heisted $150 million from the Bellagio Hotel, and it now is heisting money for big bucks for Hillary Clinton. And in this, it's funny you brought up the minimum wage. Mm-hmm. Here's how they said. They said an employee making the minimum wage would have to work 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, for more than 5 years to be able to go to this fundraiser. So it's
well, they probably need that's comparable if they were really subjected to the Bernie plan. That's what they'd have to do just to get by.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, really, when you do the math.
Well, you know, Bernie's a socialist, and it's just what we were talking about. Socialism is empirically unsustainable. It doesn't work, but that doesn't stop people from daydreaming about it. Liberals do. And so, you know, to me, it's just, it's typical.
Yeah, well, two things here.
You feel the burn,
Bill? Absolutely. Well, two things here. First of all, the burn would really be upset if he got all that money, if he had a $15 million bundler, because then that would take away his charm. He talks about, you know, all the, you know, $25 and $30, which he's generated a ton of flipping money off of $25, you know, donations. and your hat's off to him. But the other deal is I think of Clooney. Clooney's probably looking at all the money that the bundlers, you know, for Obama got, you know, in 08, according to Schweitzer, for every dollar they raised, 85% of the bundlers got like $28,000 per dollar they raised for Barack Obama. That's just, you know, that's pretty awesome return. I mean, you talk about obscene.
Oh, no, they had a machine. There's no question. And Hillary has the Clinton machine is similar. But you're right. Bernie has, you know, bragged, and his campaign has constantly bragged that he's not owned, that he gets financed by ordinary individuals, that he's not part of the establishment. He's not even a really part of the Democrat Party. And that raises an interesting question. If Hillary ultimately clinches the nomination, where do Bernie Sanders' followers go? Well, some of them are going to go to Trump. And that's because anti-establishment outsider and not owned? On the Republican side, Trump is.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, and it's interesting you should bring that up, because my thought is that, you know, here they are worried about Trump's people, you know, being upset if he doesn't get the nomination and all that sort of thing. He's riled them up. You know, I mean, and it's not that so much that he has. The people have responded to him. Well, I'm wondering how many of Bernie's people. I mean, Bernie's got a substantial number of people here that are growing, and the only thing he got cheated on was all the superdelegates that were so weighted against him. He didn't have a fair shot, you know, out the gate on this deal.
No, it's true. The parallels are really amazing between the GOP primary and the Democrat primary. You've got the superdelegate rules undermining Bernie. You've got the GOP delegate rules undermining Trump. We just heard news reports about how in Louisiana delegates were switched that really should have belonged to Trump. And we hear constantly about the anti-Trump movement. And both Sanders and Trump have this grassroots passionate following. It really is going to be interesting when they start, because I think there's a substantial portion of Sanders people that will not vote Hillary. Yeah. And the Democrats have a problem. Now, Sanders himself is going to pose with Hillary, their fist will be in the air and all that. But I still think that many of them are just going to feel so jaded, especially when they watch these contests where Sanders wins and Hillary gets the delegates.
Exactly. Yeah, and then she's got the superdelegate count, so she keeps on rolling along, because the thing was fixed to begin with. You know, the thing is, it's going to be really interesting here, James, to watch this play out. I mean, every once in a while you hear the rumblings of a potential third party. Both these parties are doing everything they can to create a third party, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, they couldn't be set up better if, in fact, especially if the Republican Party does this open convention and awards it to Kasich, Ryan, or Romney, or somebody who didn't win.
I'll tell you.
You know, here, John Kasich has won one state, and he's out there claiming to be a legitimate candidate. That's never happened.
Well, he's hoping for absolute craziness at the convention. I mean, how do you call him as the one to congeal the party, the disparate interests of the party, if he's hoping for insanity to break out and him to come, you know, be the lone survivor out of the craziness? That doesn't work for me.
Yeah, it's strange. You know, he has this easygoing demeanor and image, and yet his actions show a lust for power.
Right.
The man is, many publications have said he's delusional. I don't think he's delusional. I think he lusts for power.
Yeah. Wow, I think you're right. Well, James, you know, the intrigue continues. This is the reality TV presidential 2016, you know, kind of style, huh?
It is. It's true.
Oh, you got to love
Clooney it. George Clooney just entered the ring.
Well, hey, just for more fun, why not? I mean, hey, if the bundlers are getting, you know, a return investment like what they've gotten previously, why not? I mean, I'd go after it. You and I need to get in the bundling business here, James.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, we'll have to do that. We're here. Might as well.
Exactly. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, as always, thanks for coming on.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.